Empower Radio presents The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibility, and make connections that inspire. Now, here's your host, Dr. Julie Krall.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm Julie Krall. Hey, imagine, what if the universe is set up to deliver the experiences, people, and things that are consistent with our personal belief system? And if this is true, what does it take to find the love of your life, your dream partner? Our guests today say that if you don't believe you will ever find the love of your life, then guess what? You probably won't. If, however, you learn to believe that the one is not only there, but is also looking for you, then true love can be yours. Yes, that's what they say. Our guests believe that finding true love is possible for anyone at any age if you're willing to prepare yourself on all levels to become a magnet for that love. I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment. Open your mind. Connect with your heart. And settle into your essential self. And welcome whatever it is that you're needing in this moment as I introduce our guests. Ariel Ford has spent the past 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She is the author of the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Her latest book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships, offers a groundbreaking shift in perception, showing couples how to have a deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling relationship. Ariel has been called the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love. She lives in Loyola, California, with her husband and soulmate, Brian Hilliard, and I have the honor of having both of them right here with us today. Welcome, Ariel and Brian.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome, and it's an honor to be with you and your audience, too. It's great to chat with you.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is a real special treat because I get to have both of you, and we're talking about relationships, and what better way to really dig into the juicy good stuff than to really have both of you right here in the same space and not just talk about it, but really living it and being it and bringing it forth. So thank you for doing that. I have a tradition here on the Dr. Julie Show. We really like to set our show into a meme and really ground it in a bigger perspective. So I want to start off with our traditional perennial question here. Ariel and Brian, what does all things connected mean to you?
You go first, Brian. I have to think about that.
Well, my background of pursuing consciousness and love and compassion and care for myself and others is based in the energetics of the planet and what that information provides me. So I've been at this from the time I was a little boy, and that guidance and that larger voice, that inner voice always shared with me, and to tap into the frequency of love and compassion. And so that means with your own heart and then extending that energetic out to the planet and connecting with kindness and care and love for others and particularly yourself, because my understanding and science is catching up with the 5,000-year traditions of all the wisdom teachers is you can build that resonance, you can build that frequency within you, and that only assists you in going out to the world and being of service to others and connecting at the heart level, which when you're aligned with your heart and your mind, all the magic can happen, and that means connecting with others too. So that's been my guiding light, and it's informed me, and I've enjoyed this thing called life, which is just an experimental lab for me. So it's just that lovely dance that every moment provides in terms of every action and deed you have with one another and yourself. So that's what time it is on the planet for myself, and I try to share that with others.
Thanks, Brian. Ooh, yummy. Ariel.
Well, it's a sort of a simpler explanation for me. I'm a very simple person. I can't get too complex. But when I think about all things connected, it makes me think of the unified field, which quantum physics has now proven exists. And what they say is that we are already connected to everything and everybody. And the really good news about that, especially for any single people that are listening that want love in their life, is if you accept the fact that the unified field exists, and you probably should, since the really smart people have proven it that it does exist, then what's true is that you are already connected to your soulmate on the unseen level in another dimension, and that you don't have to wait for them to knock on your door to begin the relationship. You can do what I call love before first sight. And you can start that relationship right now in this moment by having an internal conversation with them. So when you ask the question, that's the answer I came up with.
Oh, this is exciting. Okay, so it's not simple, Ariel. it's not simple, and you're not simple. But I'll give that one to you because literally you said the same things. And when we're talking about this unified field, we are talking about tapping into this frequency of love and compassion. And I love how you talk about love before first sight. So let's just jump right in there because I think this is an exciting way of looking at relationships that really may be different for a lot of our listeners today. And I know this is your life work, and literally you manifested this relationship with Brian, Ariel, with these same tools and techniques. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're meaning by tapping into this field? We're already connected. And how do we attract the love of our life that's already out there waiting for us?
Well, you know, there's a couple of elements to it. And the first one is, you have to know and believe and trust in every cell of your body that what you're asking for is already yours. Not like it's out there in the future someday, but that on some level it is yours already. And that's sort of the hardest part for people, especially when we're talking about the law of attraction, which you described initially. The law of attraction states we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if our state of being is love is missing from my life, your predominant feeling mode is missing. And the only thing you're going to attract to yourself is more of the feeling of missing. And if you're living with this voice in your head that says, well, the reality is love is missing, then you're trapped and you're constantly going to have this experience of love missing. However, the fix to that is to start to acknowledge and appreciate all the love that you already have in your life. So my definition of a soulmate is that it's someone that you can completely be yourself with, somebody with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. So if you accept that definition, then the truth is you already have many people in your life that fit that definition of a soulmate, whether it's your parents, your children, your siblings, your coworkers, your best friend, your dog, or your cat. You have at least three. And if you start to put your attention and appreciation on that love, then you become magnetic to having more love. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Beautiful, too. Yes, I love that. And you use that very law of attraction and the techniques that you put in your book, and I'm going to remind everybody of your book again, two books, both of them, later in the show here, because you put those techniques in the book. It's very easy to read and understand, but you manifested this very thing at the age of 44 and found Brian. So let's talk about that. How did that manifest for you?
Well, I woke up one morning when I was 43, and I had this really scary thought, which was, oh, my God, I forgot to get married. And I started thinking about, like, what had happened, because I was really such a good manifester. And I realized that I had been putting all my attention on building my business and my career. So I made a list of all the different law of attraction things I did to build this business, and I decided that I would apply them to my love life to see if it would work. And at the time, I had no idea if it would work. So the first step was really about forgiveness. I saw that I needed to forgive myself for all the ways I was judging having done bad relationships and judging all the men that I was judging as having done me wrong. Because I knew that if I didn't do the forgiveness piece first, I would just manifest more of the same. I would do what my sister Debbie used to call putting ice cream on top of poop. Not a good way to begin. And then the second step was about having clarity and really knowing what my heart was calling for in terms of traits and qualities that my soulmate would possess, because in the past, I had a pattern. I was constantly having a shopping list that wasn't working for me, and I realized that I needed to be really honest with myself about what it was going to take for my long-term happiness. And I saw that the single most important quality in a soulmate for me was generosity, not so much with a wallet, but more with affection, appreciation, attention, time, commitment. I needed somebody who was a real giver, really generous in that way. And that was sort of an embarrassing thing to admit to myself, because I saw myself as very strong and successful and independent. Why was I also this sort of needy person who needed a lot of attention? But that's exactly what I need. I wanted to be the center of somebody's universe. So I made this soulmate wish list, which was actually very long and very detailed. It had things like wanted to travel to exotic lands, being able to walk unassisted because I like to go for walks every day, English as a first language because I'd grown up in South Florida where many of my boyfriends had Spanish as a first language. And the truth is I'm a communicator. I like to talk. And if English wasn't his first language, it gets tricky, not impossible, but tricky. Mm. So that was my process. And then there are 7 or 8 other steps to it that, if you want, we can go into. To make a really long story short, Brian and I met at a business meeting. We knew the moment we met that we were supposed to be together. 3 weeks later, we got engaged. And 12 months after that, we ended up having 3 weddings. And that was 18 years ago.
Mm. I love that. I love that. And I really appreciate you using the tools and techniques of what you were teaching to really focus it in on love. And I think we can expand this conversation into a lot of different areas. But I love that you put that in really attracting this relationship. I'm curious if we could tell Brian's story of really feeling that call into you, Ariel, and knowing. I mean, Brian, were you out there making your list and practicing the techniques of law of attraction, or what was going on with you?
Well, yeah, and I would never discount my wife's energy and power to attract and magnetize and co-create something that she intended to do. And that's really, you know, I can use different languaging and I can share, we could be on the radio all day long, Julie, about my path, but it's very similar. But I would just emphasize that I was, call it blessings, call it grace, call it my intent to, you know, co-create something magnificent in my life. I was able to listen to that inner voice at a very, very young age. So it's not better or worse. It's not good or better. It's a potential for all of us, and I was just fortunate to really listen to that inner voice and that guidance so my intuition could tap into that and develop my life in that area. So from a very early age, I was putting my attention as well as my intentions from that heart frequency, that alignment of the heart and mind that I was referring to earlier, and I allowed my life to unfold. I had great support from my family. I had great support with magnetizing people in my life to mentor me in this area of consciousness. and as well as performing in the 3D world, you know, doing well in business and just creating a life that was, you know, that I intended to, in terms of traveling the world, all the similarities and commonalities that I share with Ariel. By the time we, you know, did a lot of the work, the heavy lifting in this area of consciousness and opening our hearts, I showed up. And I was available and ready for the journey, and I was so willing, and my heart was open to experience big love with a partner. And Ariel was the soul that you know, I encountered, and the magic has just expanded, and the understanding of love and care with a partner has just grown exponentially. So it's just been a gift. We're very grateful every moment for that, and I really feel that, you know, everybody has the potential for that, but we just have to let go of, you know, we have to dance with the ego versus our higher self, you know, that higher voice, that higher frequency, that higher vibration. And we have to, you know, discern and evaluate what's important in our lives versus all the distractions that are available to all of us in this complicated and crazy, chaotic world of ours. Mm-hmm. So that's really, that was my journey. So with Ariel's intentions, her work that she was doing at that divine, magical intentional time, we met, and, you know, the fireworks started. It was really something, again, we're very grateful for.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you for telling your story there, Brian, too. The thing that I love about how your energies weave together and your words is really we're talking about being really present, trusting, and like you mentioned, Brian, showing up. And that's what I hear when I think about manifesting the love, is to really fully be present to life and to this, like we talked about, the unified field, this frequency that's right there that has our back. It really has our back. And so when you guys, you're a great example, but Ariel, you teach this to other people and you help them to really find their love. And then after we take our first break, we can turn our conversations to really keeping it. And what does that mean? But we talked a little bit about the attitude, the readiness, and you talked about forgiving yourself. I'd love to hear you speak more about what it really means to move into that attitude that's necessary and that place of living as if it already is. How do we do that? Can you help our listeners understand that?
Yes, because that's really sort of the secret sauce to everything, is living as if. So if you say you're ready right now, today, to have your soulmate in your life, then your behavior needs to match your words and what you're doing. So what I did when I was in this process was I started buying greeting cards for Brian. I bought birthday cards, anniversary cards, I love you just because cards, Valentine's Day cards, because I knew that I would need them very soon. And I bought tickets to concerts and plays that I wanted to go to. And I stopped sleeping in my ratty old t-shirts and bought beautiful lingerie. And the house was always ready and there were fresh flowers in it. So I was living in this state of high excitement and enthusiasm, knowing that at any moment he would be walking through the door. That's what living as if is. I also gave up having, you know, random casual sex with men that I knew were not my soulmates, because I was already in my soulmate relationship, so therefore I wasn't cheating on my soon-to-come boyfriend. So when you're living as if, your behavior matches your belief, and it's really an important part of the process, because if you're sitting at home on the couch saying, oh, well, you know, when I meet somebody, then I'll get my hair done, you know, or then I'll clean out my closet, or then I'll get ready, you know, then you're still living in something's missing.
Mm. Well, you know, another piece that I hear when you're talking, Ariel, is literally matching not just the thinking and the believing with the actions, but really it sounds like you brought it into your body to really feel it as if right. as well. You were really in the feeling experience of love being right here, right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way that I do it is with what I call a feelingization. So you've all heard of visualizations where you see pictures in your head of what you want to create, but those happen in your head. And really, true manifestation happens from your heart. So in a feelingization, I take you through a guided process where you move from your head to your heart, and you get into a state of present moment awareness of re-experiencing love and appreciation and gratitude. And when you're in that present moment state of feeling that, and you're truly in the moment of love, then you can drop in your desires for manifestation and know that in that moment, they are real and true for you. Now, of course, there will be times when you're in frustration and doubt and it's not happening fast enough, and you have to honor those feelings as well. But my system for that is to only give yourself 3 minutes to do that. So if you're in the state, okay, I made my list, I released my list, I cleaned the house, I'm living as if, I'm online dating, and nothing's working, and I'm angry and upset, then go get your little cooking timer, your egg timer, set it for 3 minutes, and then for 3 minutes, have the most miserable, horrible, disgusting thoughts you can. You know, I'm ugly, I'm not lovable, love doesn't work for me, it's never going to happen, I'm a loser. And I promise you, if you do this with great attention, if you beat yourself up really hard, that you'll be laughing your ass off in 90 seconds because your rational mind will kick in and start to tell you that this isn't true. And then once you can, like, hit the release valve on the frustration, that's when you can go do a feelingization and drop into your heart and resume the love. And if anybody wants to try these out for free, on my website at soulmatesecret.com, there's a tab called Free Stuff. There are some feelingizations there that you can try out.
Oh, nice. Oh, thank you. I'm going to remind our listeners of that website in just a minute. But first, I just want to ask you, as we're releasing that, so we're doing this 3 minute thing before this rational mind kicks in and says, okay, let's get back to who we really are in this moment. It sounds like the ego is trying to sabotage us. A lot of times people go, ooh, what if I get stuck in that? And what I hear you saying is, we're not going to get stuck in that. We're just going to release it so we're not carrying it forward at all. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like my sister always used to have this analogy that imagine you're in a swimming pool with a big beach ball and you try to hold the beach ball under the water. Eventually it pops up and it hits you in the face. So if you're trying to deny or suppress your real feelings, they're going to leak out anyway. So you might as well give your space to feel them, because everybody's so judgmental about negative emotions, about anger and disappointment and sadness and frustration, and we shouldn't feel it. But that's what life is, you know, and we shouldn't make those feelings wrong. We just need to give them the time and the space to release them, so we can return to love.
And Julie, if I can add to that, you know, that's really the true path to self-love and self-care, which is critical to anyone's development. I mean, we have to give ourselves the opportunity to forgive ourselves at any time and feel those emotions, because, as you know, we all, from the time we grow up, we have so much conditioning, social and cultural, and that density of emotions and unmet needs, the feeling of despair, angst, the lack of love that we've felt we've had, that all builds up in our imprint, our mind, body, spirit. And so, you know, that's a lifetime of that kind of conditioning and social programming that we need to unpack. So these kind of tools and these processes are really just something that is so important for all of us, and it all wraps around the context of self-love and self-care for ourselves. When we unravel and unpack some of those unmet needs and those emotions, negative or whatever they are, they're at times toxic for our own selves. We just have to give ourselves the proper time to release those things, and then we can go out in the world and love with great magnitude.
Mm. Thank you. I love that, Brian. Thank you. And that does help us look at, really, this is about us starting foundationally right here, right now with ourselves and being in this place. And I just want to mention to our listeners that, Ariel, you're talking about your beautiful sister, Debbie Ford, who passed just a few short years ago, who has written so much on the shadow. And we don't have time to get into that right now. We're going to take a quick break. But thank you for mentioning Debbie. And thank you for talking about this self-love. I want to help our listeners after this break really look at really grounding this self-love, anchoring it in, and also then how do we keep the love? And really looking around at our world, like you mentioned early on, Ariel, is how do we literally look into the eyes of our cat and others on our path and know we're already loved? So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard. We'll be right back.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free to be me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
Oh, this coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
Well, that's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
We're back on on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And welcome back. I'm here with Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard. We're talking about love, authentic love, how to find your soulmate, and really how to keep that love once you're there. And so right before the break, Ariel and Brian, we were talking about what that really means. And I love that we referenced the self-love and the self-care to really ground that in and really being that. And what came to my mind was, how do we create love and more love with the love that we have? How do we really ground that and keep that? And some people out there, you've been married for 18 years. Some people have been married for 18 or 30 years as well and may think, well, I don't know if that's my soulmate. But a lot of these tools and techniques that you teach really bring us into that same presencing with the people in our lives, and we can experience this very same thing. It's not, we don't have to scratch what we have and start all over. Sometimes we just have to look around and go, ah, yeah. So what would you say to those listeners, Ariel? And then let's really talk about keeping this love.
Julie, I'm not clear on what your question is.
All righty. What my question is, Ariel, is what about those listeners that might be new to this law of attraction piece and they're looking at their life now and going, oh, well, I'm married, I'm in a relationship, and I maybe want it to be a little bit better. How do we really move people into experiencing, in my opinion, you could use the same techniques to fall more madly in love with those that are right in front of you?
Does that make sense? I have a technique for that, but it has nothing to do with the law of attraction. So the law of attraction is really a very active manifestation process. And if your issue is that you're having conflict with your beloved, the first thing you need to know is that's normal, okay? So even when you're with your soulmate, there will be days when you definitely don't like them. Okay. There's a major marriage researcher named Dr. John Gottman at the University of Washington. And his research has shown that every couple has a minimum of 9 irreconcilable differences. These are things you're never, ever going to agree on. But that doesn't mean they're not your soulmate. It just means you're in a normal relationship. So the key to happiness is really becoming a student of love and understanding that the components of a great relationship are chemistry, communication, connection, and a shared vision for the future. And when stuff comes up, and it will, a lot of times, most of the time, the fix is on your shoulders because you're the one who's having the problem. You're the one who's not happy with how something is. You're the one who's judging your beloved as bad and wrong. So I'm going to give you some examples of that, and it's what we call wabi-sabi love. And wabi-sabi is an ancient Japanese aesthetic that honors all things old and worn, imperfect and impermanent, and then it seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So wabi-sabi love is about finding the beauty and perfection in your own imperfections and those of your mate. And the fastest, most fun way to have your listeners really get this is a story about these friends of ours named Jerry and Diane. And Jerry's 25 years older than Diane. They've now been married 30 years. And Jerry has an addiction. He is addicted to poppy seed bagels. And every single morning, he wakes up and he goes in the kitchen and he slices a poppy seed bagel, and it sends hundreds, if not thousands, of little black seeds all over Diane's white tile floor. And then he toasts his bagel, and then he puts his cream cheese on it, and then he walks around the kitchen eating it, dropping even more little black seeds. And every morning for decades, Diane has been getting up, going into the kitchen, and the first thing she does is she gets a wet paper towel, gets on her hands and knees, and she wipes up all these little black poppy seeds. And one morning, she was in a really bad mood. She was really kind of grumpy and grouchy. So while she was on the floor wiping up the seeds, she had this thought. And the thought was, I wonder what would have to happen for me to never do this again. And then that was followed by the thought, oh, that would mean Jerry's no longer with me. And she started to cry. And from that day on, every time she wiped up the poppy seeds, her heart would fill with love because these seeds now meant that she had another day to spend with Jerry. So that's a wabi-sabi shift in perception. You take something that once made you crazy, and then you make up a new story about it so that it brings you back to love and empowerment.
Ariel, that's a beautiful example. I love that. And as you were telling it, I was going through all these different scenarios in my mind of what one might do. And the power in that shift comes when you really turn it into what she has and her gratitude for that. So thank you for that. That is a beautiful story that really talks about this imperfect love. When we go there, when we're talking about this imperfect, I love the wabi-sabi piece, that relationships aren't perfect and we humans aren't perfect, and yet we can move into a depth and a meaning with our love relationships by understanding that. I love the chemistry, communication, and the connection piece and the shared vision for the future. Thanks for sharing that. I'm wondering if you have more that you can talk about with our listeners here on moving out of those expectations that might be from that old guard. I'm thinking about people who might have expectations of what happily ever after looks like from our fairy tales. And really, this shift is having us really come into this present moment and be fully alive and open our hearts and be vulnerable. It's a very different place than sometimes those fairy tales. What else might you share with our listeners?
Well, you know, first let's talk about perfectionism, because we've all been brainwashed by the media to, you know, we should be perfect, our houses should be perfect, our kids need to be perfect, our jobs need to be perfect. And the truth is, none of us ever have been or ever will be perfect. You know, in some cultures, they work that into it. And, you know, the Persian rug makers, when they're making those beautiful tapestry rugs, they on purpose make mistakes because their belief is that only God is perfect. So we have to give up this myth of perfectionism and start to have appreciation and actually be able to laugh at our own imperfections and those of our mates. So that's one place to start. The other thing is that, you know, let's say Brian's doing something that makes me crazy. Doesn't happen too often, but occasionally he manages to do it. I know that he didn't wake up that morning thinking, ooh, what could I do today to really make Ariel nuts? You know, he never has that thought. He wakes up like you and I wake up, which is, wow, it's a new day, and I'm hoping I'm going to be loved for just who I am today. So there's nobody intentionally trying to drive you crazy. And if something is driving you crazy, chances are it's because they're just different from you, and they have a different perspective. I mean, I used to drive Brian crazy in the early days, because I'm a slob. I'm a messy person. You know, I used to leave crumbs around the toaster all the time, and I'm sure that I still do. It's just that Brian figured out one day, since his eye would go to the crumbs around the toaster and mine never would, he realized that I had a blind spot about that stuff. So he just announced one day that he was going to clean up after me, you know, as opposed to, you know, every day saying, Ariel, you didn't clean up the crumbs, which didn't work. You know,
yeah.
So you can be personally responsible for making the shift. Now, it doesn't work in certain areas. So if your partner is exhibiting really bad behavior, abuse, or addiction, there is no wabi-sabi love solution to that. That's when you need professional counseling. But pretty much for all the other day-to-day annoyances, you can find a wabi-sabi fix. And I've got a million examples if you want any of them.
Well, you know, in your book, and I just want to remind our listeners, both of your books are excellent resources for the topic we're addressing here today. But your first book, The Soulmate Secret, is incredible. And that is really about manifesting the love that we want and that law of attraction that we're talking about. And now we're talking about the wabi-sabi love. And I love this because it's really about finding that meaning and that depth in even imperfect situations. And they're both packed with examples. I just want to mention that to our listeners so they can find that and they can find out more as well on your website. And I just want to remind them again, that's soulmatesecret.com. You can find Arielle and more about her books and this work at soulmatesecret.com. You know, I want to make sure that we can expand this just a little bit more because of your, Brian and Arielle, your essence is all about relationship. And yet I'm going to go kind of bigger and broader here and not just this love relationship, because really we're called on the planet right now to really fall in love with each other in a different way. And that doesn't mean our romantic love, but really be in a place of resonance with those around us in our workplace and community, as we're really making some significant shifts on our planet with consciousness. A lot of these same principles that you write about, that you speak about, and that you coach people on really are great lessons, great tools and techniques for everyone in all situations. I wonder if either of you have anything that might help us look at relationships a little bit different today. And it's kind of like that shift of perception with wabi-sabi of really looking at all of our relationships in a more, well, I don't even want to put words into your responses, so I'm not going to go there. But what would you say to people who might not be getting along with people around them, family, friends, workplace?
Well, Julie, if I may add, but I want to go back to Ariel's conversation. She's discounting the dangers of what I experienced in the kitchen. I used to have a construction helmet on because it wasn't just crumbs flying around. It was big pieces of vegetables and, you know, knives and forks flying all over the place. So that was the battlefield I came into. So I had to make those adjustments to make sure that we lived a healthy and prosperous life for years and years. So I just
want to pause for a second, Brian, because I'm laughing. Let's pause to really appreciate humor here, because that is important. Thank you for that.
Julie, if I may add to your wonderful inquiry, and I love going deep and wide and expand on the conversation. So what I would share and add to your eloquent question and hopefully stimulate the audience in terms of thought, and we're really talking about self-discovery, self-actualization, and potentially the self-realization, depending on, again, our own path. It's available for all of us, everybody listening, you and I and Ariel, and that's really to the level of devotion that you have, commitment and dedication and discipline to that practice, your life continually will transform. And really, I think what you're saying is at the quantum level and beyond, the only one here is you, myself, Ariel, in terms of the self. So everything we've been describing and talking about is that discovery, that exploration of creating that higher and grandest version of who we can become. So it goes very deep. Everything, if you take that responsibility and accountability, then everything that is happening, you are co-creating. So you have to take responsibility for that. So everything you process is coming through your own lens, through your own prism. And again, it goes back to, am I going to be self-sabotaged and respond from my ego, which is most often the trickster, or are we talking about soul? Are we talking about the higher vibration, the intelligence and information that's coming through us energetically that is so brilliant. The potentials are so expanding, so magnificent. We just have to stay on that course. There's so many tools in life. There's meditation. There's heart lock-ins. There's all sorts of practices. There's yoga. There's reading. There's, you know, many, many tools that we can add to our toolbox to expand our level of awareness and our state of consciousness. And it's just that devotion. The more attention we put on that, the more ability, the more potential we have to grow, expand, open up our hearts, activate our heart crystals, connect with the brilliance of our mind, and sometimes dissolve some of those things that happen to us in terms of our inner dialogue with our ego. So that's really what you're talking about. I think that's what, you know, Ariel was describing in terms of, law of attraction. It's really how committed are you and how open will you remain instead of contracting with fears and all the things that the ego can provide you versus going deeper within yourself to break those thresholds and continue to grow and to continue to expand your mind and again, activate more and more heart crystals where you connect and really feel that dimension of love, that bandwidth, and continue to expand your bandwidth in those frequencies of love and care. We all have that potential, and it's just that process of self-discovery.
Mm. Oh, I just want to pause again. Thank you, Brian. That is an incredible response. And what it reminds me of is that, yes, this is practice and there's tools and techniques here. But as I see you two as a couple, and I really want to include you both in this as the essence and energy of who you are as a couple on the planet and what you bring is really helping others to expand that bandwidth. And so when I think of you, I don't just think of attracting your soulmate and learning to keep the love of what's right in front of you, but really this bandwidth that you're expanding emanates out to all of our relationships. So thank you for using that language, because I think that's what's happening is we open ourselves to some kind of flow in this quantum unified field that allows us to be more pure love, be that source ourselves. And is that what you're trying to tell us in simple form?
Absolutely, Julie. It's a cut through, and that cut through comes through that heart frequency or that expansion of that self-love and care, and then sharing that with the world, radiating that out to the world, something you're doing so well, the circle of friendship and love and connection that you're creating. We're all in this together. We have the potential to nurture and nourish ourselves to something much higher, a higher vision, a higher experience in this lovely, lovely thing called life that we all share together. So that's really all this work, all these things we're doing is a reminder to put our attention and our intention in that heart space where we can activate all the potential heart crystals collectively on this planet so we become united. It's a force. It's a beautiful, powerful energy, and we all have that potential, and we can share that. And that's what's happening on the planet, even though you turn on CNN and you can see all that chaos and all that dread, all that disunity, all that disenfranchisement. But we're here as love warriors on the planet together to reunite that, to spark that incredible power, that force of nature, that force of love, that opportunity to experience beauty and connection. That's what we're really here for. We just have to remind ourselves of that, and you do that so well with your platform, and I commend you on that. I mean, how you talk about juicy, how juicy is it? And I hope your audience is appreciating and really connecting with this, because what better to talk about than love and relationship and connection? It's really exciting. It's exciting times. It's exciting to be on this planet with you and all your audience.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that feedback, and it is an exciting time to be on the planet. And I was just thinking, as you were saying that, with people who really want to be around this good, juicy stuff, you have a couple things, at least I know one thing coming up this summer, but I'm wondering what's next for Brian and Ariel. And I know this trip to Bali would be an amazing place for people to really experience themselves in this love and of this love. You want to talk a little bit about that before we close?
Sure. Thanks, Julie. At the end of the summer, we're going to take a group to Bali for a journey we're calling Manifest Your Greatest Unmet Dream. And we're going to be using this beautiful paradise, this tropical paradise of Bali, to go really deep in a way where you're about being, not doing, and put you into a space and a container where you can hear your own soul whispering to you, what's next for you? And it'll only be an hour a day of actual workshop. And then the rest of the time, we're going to be going to sacred temples. We'll be meeting with healers and shamans and white water rafting and going to sacred waterfalls and getting massages and eating healthy foods and doing yoga and meditation together. So it's an incredible eight-day experience in a paradise where at the end of it, you will have had a lot of fun with like-minded people and have a knowing of what's next for you. And you don't need to know what it is now. In fact, you probably don't know what it is now, but when you leave, you will know. And if you go to soulmatesecret.com, there's a little bit about it on the site in the right rail. There's a picture of Brian and I in Bali. Just click on that and you can get the details.
Excellent. So I'm going to remind you, listeners, you can go to soulmatesecret.com, look up the site there, and I know there's a link there to heartlabtours.com. What a beautiful opportunity that is for people. And I love that you're talking 1 hour a day in a workshop type, but really you're just going to be immersed in it. So check that out on their website. We just have a few minutes to close. I just want to extend my deepest gratitude to both of you for being with us today. And I'm wondering if you both would just leave us with the little closing words before we start or before we close. I want to start with you, Ariel.
Oh, you know, I think if I had a message for people, it's that my experience has been that if you really want love in your life, it's completely, utterly possible that there's nothing in your way. There's no age or weight or income level or stories about all the good ones being taken, that love is truly possible. Brian and I have both witnessed it. His mother, when she was 80 years old, manifested a new soulmate using the Soulmate Secret. It was a beautiful relationship for her. So if you're in a state of frustration or resignation or having given up on love, don't give up. That's my message.
Thank you. How about you, Brian?
I would just add for everyone listening, just trust your inner guidance, your inner voice, your intuition. There's a powerful intelligence within your own heart frequency. It's infinite potential in terms of expansion of that bandwidth. It only provides so much more love and magic in your life. As you look out in nature, there's coherence and entrainment. You see the birds flying. They're just flying by here in La Jolla, and they're in entrainment. That means that they generate power as an individual, but a power as the collective. So when you entrain with your heart, with that beautiful and brilliant mind of yours, there's so much potential for expansion and so much potential for enjoyment in life. Really sourcing the beauty of life, sourcing your friends, sourcing yourself, and sourcing grace and God and whatever your definition of the universe and the supreme reality is. It's a potential for every one of us, and I just encourage everybody to keep on that path and trust that inner guidance and that voice. Keep on rocking and rolling, and keep on loving.
Keep on loving. Well, you two are certainly the manifestation of being love. I thank you both for being with us today. And I want to remind our listeners, you can find more of Ariel's work on soulmatesecret.com. You can also find him on Facebook What a beautiful, lovely show this was. And check out our future upcoming shows on thedrjulieshow.com. That's thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on All Things Connected on Facebook. So thank you both for joining us. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Julie. It was really fun talking to you.
We're very grateful, Dr. Julie. Thank you. And
love to
all the audience.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, here's one of your quotes that I love. When deep down in the core of your being, you believe that your soulmate exists, there's no limit to the ways he or she can enter your life. Hope you all feel inspired today. We'll see you right back here next week. Bye-bye.